Welcome to the Disrupt Education Podcast. I'm Peter Hostrasser, your host. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Do me a favor, hit that record button. And if you like the podcast, or even if you don't, send us some feedback. I love feedback. That's the only way we can learn in everything that we do. Also, go to disrupteducation.co. You can read my blog. You can see what's happening in education reform. And there's a place where we can connect there as well. I'd appreciate that. Disrupteducation.co. On this episode called It's Simple Online Learning, we've got Bo McCoy. He's the founder and CEO of Soul Academy. And that's an educational short format video platform with distraction-free and ad-free. And Bo shares his diverse educational past and what he's doing to help education through Soul Academy in three areas. The first one, eliminate teacher burnout, bridging the achievement gap, and supporting learning continuity. You don't want to miss this amazing ed tech guru working on Soul Academy. Bo McCoy and I talk next. Hey, it's the Disrupt Education Podcast host, Peter Hostrasser here. Hey, I want to take a moment and talk about Soul Academy. Soul Academy is the space for teachers to share educational content, easily upload videos, and classroom resources to collaborate with other amazing educators around the world. You can quickly find exactly the content you need from a diverse set of creators, whether you are a teacher, student, school leader, or a parent. It's so easy to find. You can actually find a few of my pieces of content on Soul Academy. That's soulacademy.com, soulacademy.com. And you can check out the website in this podcast notes, Soul Academy. Check it out. I recently asked Jake, who is a sophomore in high school, why he uses SpikeView to share his learning journey.
I think it's really cool that, you know, SpikeView is really putting that abstract into concrete data and knowledge and then displaying that to the outside world. And I think SpikeView is different than anything else out there. Like I said before, because it's really taking that, you know, those abstract skill sets and those abstract experiences and putting them into data that, you know, is actually mathematic and scientific and, you know, that matches you up with the best programs and, you know, best places for you. People, you know, who are really trying to make those changes in the world, and they're going to be using SpikeView because SpikeView is that app where you can, you know, take those experiences and take those passions and put them out there and share with other people. And that's, you know, that's really powerful. And to that, you know, that professional networking piece, you know, to be with other like-minded teenagers, that puts you ahead. That puts you ahead in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I think anyone who uses SpikeView right now has a leg up in the future. And excited to see, you know, where those SpikeView alumni head up.
Head to SpikeView.com. Start your portfolio now for free. The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Welcome to this episode of Disrupt Education. I'm Peter Hostrasser, the host. Hey, thank you all so much for checking in with us today. Man, we have an innovator today. Bo McCoy of Soul Academy is here with us today. Bo, thank you so much for checking in with us in Disrupt Education.
Hey, wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for the time and everyone who's listening to this or watching this. And let's disrupt education.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do this. Well, let's jump right in. Who is Bo McCoy?
Wow, great question. So my journey begins in Long Island, New York, where I was raised across two cultures. I'm half black and half white and half Christian and half Jewish. So I've got to see things from some different angles. And I had this amazing fourth grade teacher, Miss Wills, who was my inspiration. And she taught me to love learning. I had such a great time in her class. My mother and I talked about it all the time, what a wonderful year it was. And it wasn't until much later in life I realized how much impact that year had, not just on my education, but just on who I became as a man. And I feel like I've had a very fortunate life and I've got to do amazing things. And it all comes back to those moments when I learned to believe in myself and that I could go and do what I wanted to do. I just had to make the effort, I had to get off my lazy butt, stop playing Mario and make it happen, right? So I grew up in a very integrated town, both racially and socioeconomically. And I thought everyone had access to the same opportunities. I later went to an Ivy League school and learned that wasn't exactly true. I saw very much underrepresentation of brown and black people and as well as indigenous. I didn't understand why. I got a degree in software engineering, went on to work as a programmer for many years and saw, you know, great underrepresentation at the Microsofts, Googles, and you know, all these amazing tech companies. I was like, where are the brown people? Where are the black people? And then I fell into working in education actually in 2014 at an early stage startup called Go Guardian, which grew very, very fast. And in 2016, I realized I love education because I can see 5 million students have some impact in their life by what I do every single day for my career. I was fortunate enough to do some traveling after that, and I saw how different societies are based on the quality of education available. Education makes those opportunities available to people. We're all kind of the same, but our education is different. And it just puts in our mind what can become the same way that Ms. Wills put those ideas into my head. And so in 2020, I was working with a bunch of teachers in Southern Los Angeles in areas that are almost entirely Black and Hispanic. And let me tell you, when we went to remote learning, they basically just, it was fell off a cliff. Their instruction just stopped happening and they didn't have access and there were just insane amounts of problems. But where I was living 10 miles away in Santa Monica, the students were doing better than ever because they had connectivity. They were used to teaching online. The teachers were prepared and they were doing better than they had ever done. I said, this is not acceptable in 2021 or 2020. We must do something about this. What can I, Bo McCoy, do about this? And I looked around. I'll never forget this moment. I was in a science class and every high school student was on their cell phone while the teacher was talking. And it blew my mind. I was like, what is going on? And I asked the teacher, I was like, is this normal to you? He's like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. If you take their phones away, they go nuts. You know, if you tell them to put their phones down, they put it down, they pick it back up in 2 seconds. So you just got to learn to roll with the punches. I said, okay, this is the solution. We've got to take that amazing content that you're creating and put it onto these devices in the format that they're used to, which is short videos. So that's why I encourage creators, teachers, I call them creators, to make their content in 2 to 4 minute chunks, because that's really the attention span that all of us have. It's not just the children actually who have these ultra short attention spans, it's all people. And that's what Soulcademy is. It's a short format video platform that's built for teachers and for education. You can kind of think of it like YouTube meets Khan Academy. We're an open space for creators, but we're structured with your workflow, whether you're a student or a teacher. We're integrated with Google Classroom. It works with Microsoft Teams or Schoology or whatever else that you're doing. Normally, you can put your content on there. And best of all, you're no longer alone. Now, if you're a teacher, no matter where you are, you can collaborate with other teachers across the country who are teaching the same thing as you. And the students can see you and see your colleagues as well. So the students get the benefit of that collaboration. And that's a little bit about me and a little bit about Soulcademy.
Yeah, I love that. I got to know, what did this fourth grade teacher do? What was secret sauce? Because that's amazing. That's an amazing moment in anybody's life.
It's really simple. It was a song by Paula Abdul. I think it was called Step by Step, you know, the one with the cat.
Yep.
And it came out that year. And I was just like, you know, I didn't know, I was 9 years old at the time, right? So he's like, what, like, why is this woman so amazing to me? Like, what's going on? And Miss Wills loved the song. She played it in class and we would talk about it. And it was just, she made that cultural connection.
Yeah.
You know, and it was something that I was innately just interested in. And she took the time to say, like, bring that into the classroom. Mm-hmm. And so once we had that relationship, that mutual respect as human beings, I would have like ran through fire for her. You know, I would have done anything that she asked me to do because, and I've confirmed this with students, and they tell me all the time, I want to be seen and appreciated for who I am.
Yeah.
I want to have some autonomy in my learning journey and let me do what, you know, I believe is right. And then I want to be supported. You know, I want you, the teacher, to be there when I stumble and pick me back up, tell me it's okay, and then put me back on my journey, right? And that is why teachers are so valuable and are going to become increasingly more valuable. A lot of teachers are afraid of technology and AI replacing them. No, exactly the opposite is happening. What's going to happen is because you can now engage students who are otherwise disengaged, you can bring them into your class. Teachers tell me all the time, there's 20%, 30%, 40% of kids who are not engaged at all. And then I started making videos and bringing in different content. I found something they liked the same way that I liked Paula Abdul. And all of a sudden they're engaged and they're asking questions, their hands are up. And so we need our teachers so much more as engagement of our students goes up.
Right. You know, I really like that. As first off, love you. You're like, we're in the same generation, man. Like Paula Abdul, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going back to my high school. So I might be a little older, but I will tell you, one of the things that you see on Soul Academy and what you've put out there is teacher burnout. And you kind of alluded to that, but let's dive a little bit into that. We're trying to hold on to all the content and the technology and the knowledge ourselves, aren't we? I feel that as a high school educator. But what you have done here and you're creating with Soul Academy is something to alleviate that and to help teachers become mentors. Go a little bit further into that on how Soul Academy is doing that.
Absolutely. You know, teaching has become increasingly complicated and more time strenuous. Let's say it's like every year you've got to learn some new program that the district has asked you to learn. And there's a learning curve and maybe you're using it effectively on, oh, and now we're going to change the standards. And we just switch curriculum providers. Oh, and by the way, can you coach gym too? And can you do this team and this after school? You know, teachers are stretched very, very thin. And that's why there's such a high turnover rate. You know, we lost 8% of teachers in the year 2020. And the stats show 27% of teachers are actively looking to get out of the profession. Mm. We've got to stop that. So, you know, the first step to knowing there's a problem is admitting there's a problem. We're asking too much of our teachers, and especially with the mental health crisis that's going on, you know, and is coming into classrooms. Now we're asking them to also be counselors and therapists. You know, at some point, everyone's got a breaking point. And so we want to intervene way, way before we get to that breaking point. Mm-hmm. And a way to do that is simply look at the way that you're spending time and how can we make it more efficient? How much time are you spending building lesson plans? Can we just give you great lesson plans from people who you respect and you revere? How much time are you spending creating content and delivering instruction? Can we supplement that and complement it with your colleagues and your peers who you revere? You know, how much time are you spending developing relationships with your students? Because many of the students will ask you that they want more of that time, right? And so can we take some of these, you know, other activities and delegate them essentially by allowing you to collaborate with other teachers so that you can focus on the social and emotional needs of your students, building that relationship and pointing them on their journey? Because teachers are human beings too. They get that reciprocation of energy and they, you know, they love to see. I know, you know, think of a student who wasn't really connected to schooling. And then in your class, they found that love of learning. Will you ever forget that moment and the way that child made you feel? Absolutely not. Can I help you get that feeling 30% more? I believe that I can by empowering your collaboration.
Yeah. And also the continuity, right? Like, so that's the second kind of big piece here. You know, I personally, as an educator, I'm in the secondary level as a business educator. You know, when you see something and you start bouncing around because you start scrambling and, you know, something else happens and you get that time thing. Talk a little bit about like the continuity of, you know, there's a lot of disruptions and different things, but if you give that to the student, right, like they take it and run with it, and then you have the conversation afterwards. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I believe that learning should always be available. A big generational difference between our generation and this younger generation is this: the ability to shift context. it takes us time to go from one activity to another. It takes them very, very little because they grew up shifting context quick. Look at how they use the cell phone. They go from Fortnite to Minecraft to YouTube to Netflix to back to Fortnite. Really, in matter, that's all in 5 minutes, right? We don't do that. We're like, let me watch this 30-minute program on TV, right? And that we were raised differently. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what's wrong is the fact that they can't incorporate their education into that flow. Right. And they're staying up till 3-4 in the morning on that cell phone. And if their educational content was available, they would absolutely mix it in. They would jump into the educational content in the stream of everything else that they're doing, should it be available. And that's what we can provide by moving content into pre-recorded videos. All of a sudden, it's available 24 hours a day. A lot of teachers tell me, I don't need video because I'm doing live instruction. Live instruction is amazing, but they can't watch you live at 9 o'clock after they finish dinner because you're not in front of them. But if you make that live instruction available for them in a video, all of a sudden they are. And sometimes the students don't have the best day, and maybe they're just not really feeling like they can concentrate in your class that day. Should they completely miss out on your instruction? I don't think so. I think we should make it available to them all the time so that when they do feel good and they do feel engaged and they can concentrate, they can watch it at that point. And then they show up at the next class saying, I just watched it. Please help me understand this. Right. And they're engaged. So meet them where they are. Make it easy for them.
Absolutely. I think as an educator, one of the things that I've learned going through this entire process of pandemic learning, one-to-one, all these different things, there's a few things. Number one is we can do this a lot differently, and we should do this a lot differently, meeting the student where they are. Some of the things that a lot of educators have really learned is, you know, when a student is home, you can understand the background and the environment that they're in a little bit better. Some, you know, it's good, some it's very challenging. So you get a better picture of the student first. The other thing that is, I was talking on a few Clubhouse chats, where I started in changing education, I didn't realize. And it was kind of goes back to the story in California where, you know, just down the road, something way different was happening. It is opening up that and that goes into the achievement gap, and it goes into, you know, haves and haves nots and those types of things. How does this come into play with the achievement gap and helping everybody have access and opportunities?
Absolutely. So I just saw some stats in the New York Times today that just blew my mind. So 3 million students have had zero education in the last year. That's an estimate. Think about that number, 3 million. Okay. That is the population of the state of which I live in Nevada. Okay. That is a lot of students. And so that is not fair. They've had an infinite learning slide because their learning has been zero. And every student has seen some learning slide during this time. So what can we do? Well, we need to be more efficient with our time, right? We can't make the day longer than it is. We can't really keep kids in school longer. We can't give up holidays and extend the year into the summer because there's going to be pushback. But what we can do is get more out of that day. And what we can do is get resources from people who look like the students into the hands of those students. You know, the stats are undeniable. Kamala Harris said, you know, if a black student has a black teacher by second grade, they're 17% more likely to go to college. If they have two, it becomes 30% more likely. And you can only extrapolate from there. It's not just the black students who need to see the black teachers. It's the white students. It's the brown students. It's everyone who should be learning from everyone else. And yet, this is the beauty of America. We have educated, brilliant people from all over the world who live here, who are teachers, you know, and we just got to give them some visibility. And I was speaking with a woman in the Bay Area. She had 33 students in her class, 25 different native languages spoken amongst them. 25. So how awesome would it be if she could go onto Soulcademy and find that same, you know, grammar lesson in 25 different languages delivered by 25 different people from 25 different countries. That's the idea here, so that you're not the only voice. You know, she said, I spend so many hours trying to make it culturally relevant for my students. Okay, what if you spent 0 hours because you could just point them at the website and they could find it for themselves, or you could go on the site and spend 5 minutes and find all those lessons. Everyone is equal on TikTok. You know, there are creators who are from every background, rich, poor, black, white, brown, yellow, whatever, right? Everyone's the same on there. And that is the equity that exists in online content. And this is what we're bringing to education. If you want to see equity gaps be eliminated immediately, then make culturally responsive pedagogy available to all of your students and all of your teachers right now. You know, if you have an amazing teacher in your school district, in let's say Chicago, and you want to bring that student to every classroom, well, or teacher to every classroom, they can't teach but one class at a time, but that video can be shown in absolutely every class. And so we would love to work with these large school districts and say, hey, show us the star, show us the people who want to be seen or underrepresented, and put them on video and now display them to the rest of your school. Equity only exists as long as inequity only exists as long as we allow it to. Equity is online and it's here and it's collaborative. So this is what Soul Academy's purpose is, so that no student ever feels like they're a minority. I hate that expression. You're not a minority. You are you and you are fine. And there's a teacher out there who speaks your language, who looks like you, who sounds like you, from the same background. And shame on us if we don't put that person in front of you.
Coming up after the break, Bo and I continue our conversation where Bo digs into why do we have education? He'll unpack that on the second half of the podcast. Hang out. We'll be right back. Have you ever thought about creating courses and training online? Without a partner to guide you through that process, you're going to be stressed about why your learners aren't engaged, or how to create updated content, missing revenue opportunities, and not even having enough time. I know, because I create online courses. And I have a solution for you, eLearning Partners. You don't have to be overwhelmed anymore. Become a partner with eLearning Partners to create your courses and training stress-free and achieve the results you want to see. If you are thinking about wanting to create a course or training online and you believe, like I believe, that no expertise should go unheard, then click the eLearning Partners link in the notes of this podcast and you can start your journey to create your courses and training stress-free. If you want all that and more from the eLearning Partners, hit the link in the podcast notes, because there's a free masterclass for you to take. That's right, a free masterclass. Hit that link today. I think that's exclamation point. That's why I just want to throw that out there. You're absolutely right. Going forward in the pandemic, this has opened up a ginormous opportunity, in my opinion. I'm not a big fan of people saying, I can't wait to go back. I don't want to go back, right? And moving forward, we do have these opportunities to bring many different people in the classroom, and the students actually can choose that. What do you think are some of the biggest blockers of schools? And now I know, like, a lot of people are going to the unschooling or the homeschooling areas right now, because they're just like, yeah, that's not going to work for me. I have these opportunities. What do you think are some of the biggest blockers in education systems, K through 12, post-secondary, that why are we not doing this?
You know, it comes back to that. It's exactly that. Why? Right? Why are we in school? Why do we have an education system? What is the purpose? I believe the purpose is to have that same connection between a child and a teacher that I had with Miss Wills. So I could be seen and valued as a person, because I may not have that at home, so that I can find my love of learning, so that I can be put on this path autonomously, and that you're there to help me out. I don't know how I feel about homeschooling, because they're not professionals at teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that it may be a better option, but there's a big difference between a professional and an amateur. Everyone thinks they could be a pro athlete until the pro athlete shows up and you say, this person is not like me. That's because they're a professional. And teachers and educators are those professionals. When I speak with teachers, I think I'm a pretty smart guy and I could teach some stuff. But when I speak with teachers, I'm like, I can't do what you do. Maybe if I went to school and practiced and learned it for a few years, I could get there. But, you know, I'm not an educator. But so, you know, we need those professionals. You know, we need your classroom experience. We need your personal experience and your visit. You know, we can't replace that with a computer. We can't replace your experience with an AI. Mm-hmm. An AI can only look at the data that's in the past. You as a human can see into the future. You can take what you've seen and connect it to other examples, and then forecast that into a child's future and help them on that journey. You can see things that aren't there yet. We can't replace that. And so all it takes is an educator, a school administrator, a parent, a governor, a president to say, you know what? I want to change my lens. And why is to develop this person, not a student, but a human being to be a better human being so they could be better achieve in our society, which is better for everyone. That's why we go to school, really, right? To improve society. So that's all it takes is simply look in the mirror and say, okay, why am I here? And be true to that and go forth with it. And if testing is not your thing, then don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't be bound by legacy. Be bound by the future, right?
I love that. That's wonderful. That you should put that on right on the website, man. I don't know if you do have that, but moving forward, right? So this is a building program. I've taken a look at it. I had some of my students look at it. They're bouncing around in it, and it's pretty. It's amazing. I mean, it's fun to watch. It is inclusive. One of my students even said that when I do take a look at this, it makes me want to dig deeper into whatever subject he was looking at. That's wonderful. Where do we go? Where does this go? Where does Soul Academy go forward from here?
Yeah, great question. So two things. Both were shocking to me, but now I've kind of gotten a little bit more used to them. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was building a tool for teachers to teach students. But what I learned was teachers are the students. They want to learn. They want to collaborate. They want to bring different ideas into their classroom. So that's number one. The second thing is the students want to be teachers. They want to teach. They want to help the kid across town who's in a less disadvantaged situation. They want to reach out and help that kid. Say, hey, let me teach you algebra, right? Because I just got an A in my fancy school, and I will take my own time to help you out. And by the way, teacher, if you want to learn how to use this new app, Canva or whatever it is, I'll be happy to teach you that as well. And so there's actually community. That's what it's all about. It's just pulling together and not doing things in silos anymore, but amplifying the effect of our work by working with each other and not just saying, okay, I'm a teacher, I can only do this, or I'm an administrator, I can only do that, I'm a student, I can only do that. No, we're all working together towards the same common purpose, which is to make better human beings. And you know, just to echo back what people say to me all the time is like, you learn more through the process of teaching than you can actually just being a student,
yeah.
Right? So everyone is growing together. It's not just about developing young people. It's about developing everyone in the school system, right?
Yeah, that's what I see in a classroom as well. It's funny, just the other day, two students were talking, and actually they were on our Google Meet because we're hybrid. And one of them was having trouble with his car, and somebody else had a little bit more knowledge. And right in class, they started teaching each other, you know, oh, you should check this out, and this is something that you can do in your car. I see that on a platform like Soul Academy. How do people get involved? How do people, I mean, for me as an educator and our students, we just signed right up. I mean, what's the catch? I mean, this is awesome.
Thank you, because I said I was going to say this and I completely forgot. So what is Soul Academy? So simple online learning. Mm-hmm. Technology should be age and technical ability inclusive, meaning it doesn't matter how old or younger you are. It should make your life easier. You shouldn't need to be a software developer to figure out how to use an educational platform. You should be you, and whatever level you are is fine. And our program is built to be simple, fast, and free. And I think we knock those three objectives out of the park. It's so simple that when people go there, they're like, what else? No, that's it. That's the beauty. That's why we designed it to look and move and respond the way that it does, so that you don't have to think about it. It's invisible to you. It's just a tool in your tool belt that you can use at any time. So all you've got to do is go to the website, Soul Academy, SOLCADEMY.com, or follow us on our social platforms at Soul Academy on everything and get started. This is your space. You can finally be yourself. You can finally express whatever is on your mind in the way that you want to, as long as it's educational and instructional. Mm-hmm. You can do that and be the teacher who you want to be.
I'm about ready to create on this thing, to be honest. I mean, this is a great platform. Seeing different people who don't look like me is awesome. As we conversated even before when we go into that, you know, my first non-white professor was actually my senior year of college. And so, you know, I learned so much from him, and obviously he's moved into another college, but we stay connected. But yeah, that we're opening doors, we're seeing things. Is there going to be, now you have creators on this, and this is a curveball question, but I got to ask, is there going to be a place, maybe there is already, where students can actually start teaching and become creators?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actively working on this with a couple school districts right now on exactly how that should work out. Mm-hmm. So I think if the student, we should not be in the way in the business of stifling motivation, mm-hmm. right? If there's a student who's so motivated, then we should be encouraging that, right? We just need to make sure that we're doing it in a responsible and safe way. So I'm working with a couple districts on what that would look like now to have these people who are minors and have rights that need to be protected mm-hmm. to allow them to contribute as well. So if you're a student and you're hearing this and you would like to teach someone something, whether it's your parents or your teacher or other kids in your class or a younger class, we have a space for you, and we absolutely want you to be on the platform. Go for it. No one can teach something better than somebody who just learned it, and we want to be the home for that amazing content that you're going to put out.
Love that. And yeah, you're right. As an educator, I am a learner. I learn with students, and I know the best colleagues that I have do that as well. And this is just another platform to really kind of take, well, this is a platform, the platform to have students kind of actually engage. And I look forward to actually playing around with it even more and creating on it. So it's Soulcademy, SOLCADEMY.com. And honestly, it really is, Bo, that easy just to log in. I thought there was like, you obviously UX designed this very well. I mean, as that. So going forward, that's the place to go. Can people contact you, or obviously they can go to the website. Is there anything else people can contact you? I know you're on Clubhouse.
I'm on Clubhouse all the time. I'm at Soul Academy on all social platforms, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, we're on there. And truly, my biggest joy is talking with educators. Mm-hmm. Like, the people are amazing. And I've worked with really smart PhDs and big tech companies. They're not that interesting compared to somebody who sits in front of 30 12-year-olds every single day. Let me tell you, you develop a lot of skills that the smartest scholars won't. No, like, I don't mean to insult scholars here, but you know, it's just like those interpersonal skills and being able to read somebody's nonverbal communication, teachers knock it out of the park. So every time I speak with them, they're so far ahead of my mentality because they're living through these examples. You know, you're getting so much practice on interpersonal dynamics every single day that laymen just don't get. And young people are honest. That's the thing. We adults, we mask stuff, you know, we sub tweet, we do all that kind of stuff. Young people don't. They're just like, XYZ, yeah. Here it is, meet me there. And that builds this side of your personality as an educator that I think is incredibly valuable and needs to be shared with the world, because you're understanding people. You know, you understand individuality and differences, and no matter what the background of that kid is, you're gonna find a way to help them be successful in your class. I love that. So please contact me. I would love to speak with you.
Really appreciate it, Bo. Thank you so much for your time, your expertise, your work. You know, I always appreciate somebody who sees a problem and just doesn't complain about it, man. Like, let's try something, let's do something. And this is definitely going in that right direction. So appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the Disrupt Education Podcast.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Peter. I love this conversation. Thank you, everyone who's listened. And yes, let's disrupt education. Now's the time.
I agree. And thank you all for listening. Do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, give us a rating. Love to hear some feedback. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.